This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Live, the live Saturday edition. You can join us here, and we'll give you our toll-free lines as well as the Skype username as the show rolls on. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves and the internet. The website, freetalklive.com. Go there and get interactive. We'll tell you more about that. But it's been redesigned here in late 2015, and it looks pretty sharp. So go and enjoy freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So the refugee crisis, as it is being called, continues to bubble over into much controversy. And I think that there's an interesting piece that they have at the Hit and Run blog over at Reason.com by Jesse Walker that talks about how we've seen this before. Now, not necessarily in most of our listeners' lifetimes have we seen this before. Specifically, we're talking about World War II times. And I suppose some of our listeners could have been around back then, but probably not too many.
They probably weren't at decision-making ages.
Yeah, at this point. Let me jump in here, and then you can share your thoughts. As refugees flee the brutal chaos in Syria, their plight has prompted a lot of talk about the Jews who fled Germany in the Nazi era. Sometimes the people who raise the topic are highlighting the parallels. Other times they're trying to draw distinctions. But one similarity between the situations hasn't gotten as much attention as it should. Both crises fed the fears of foreign infiltration that have long lurked within American culture. In the late 1930s and early 40s, Americans saw Nazi agents everywhere. In August of 1940, more than a year before Pearl Harbor, Gallup's pollsters knocked on people's doors and asked, without mentioning any names, do you think there are fifth columnists in this community? Unquote. 48% said yes.
Nazis in the communities.
Some of their neighbors were probably secret agents. That's what they said. 48% of them said that. 26% said no. That meant there were a lot of people who were uncertain. And a very, very small amount, just about a quarter, said that none of their neighbors were Nazis. Those suspicions often extended to the refugee population. The Saturday Evening Post told its readers that Nazis, quote, disguised as refugees, unquote, were working around the world as, quote, spies, fifth columnists, propagandists, or secret commercial agents, unquote. Similar stories appeared in organs like Reader's Digest and American Magazine, with the latter running a feature that bore the calm, collected headline, Hitler's Slave Spies in America. And is this sounding familiar? We've heard recently on this very program, the idea that, well, those Syrian refugees could be ISIS agents in disguise. They're not just people trying to get away from the ISIS folks who are trying to slaughter them. No, they're actually ISIS, and so therefore they shouldn't be allowed in, they shouldn't be allowed in, period, because, well, immigration, close the borders, et cetera, et cetera. But certainly the fear-mongering about the idea that they could be ISIS is probably one of the top ideas that are being promulgated about them.
Sure. I mean, the idea is, well, what if a percentage, and sometimes people will say 10%, and hey, that's a tremendous claim, is that these people are going to be screened and that 10% of them are going to be terrorists. I mean, that's nutty to me. But
what if just one, Mark?
Well,
what if just one gets in here and blows something up?
One terrorist, you mean?
That's right.
Yeah, well, I mean, I suspect that they don't. If you're worried about one person committing a crime on American soil, you don't need to worry about somebody coming in to do it. There are plenty of people who are here in the United States who would be willing to commit a crime of that level for the same reasons, I would assume. I mean, there are people who in the United States currently who believe that ISIS is the good guys in this particular battle. I don't understand how they can come to that conclusion, but hey, you know,
well,
can I tell you?
Well, speaking of those people, Mark, we did talk a few days back about the decommissioned or declassified, semi-declassified report from the Department of Defense that essentially predicted the rise of ISIS without knowing what it would be called. They predicted a Salafist regime or Salafist group coming to power and then threatening the Syrian government, which is something they wanted.
Was that prior to the Iraq War?
No, 2012.
Okay.
But it was prior to ISIS.
I see. I think that, I think it's reasonable to guess prior to the Iraq War that destabilizing one country in a region is likely to destabilize another country in a region. I think that, to some extent that ISIS is a reasonable outcropping of U.S. foreign policy. I'm not calling America at fault here, but...
Nor are you calling ISIS reasonable. You meant that one could reason that ISIS would come out of it.
Right. Well, this is a Reason magazine article, and I like rationality. So if you, for instance, go and destabilize the Sunni government, the Ba'athist party, the Sunni government, in favor of the Shiites in a country where they're mixed and the Sunnis have been mean to the Shiites for a long time, then maybe the Shiites will be mean to the Sunnis now that they outnumber them 7 to 3, or thereabouts, and the Sunnis are going to feel like they're put upon. If that's the case, then maybe a Salafist, which is Sunni, organization is going to rise up to fight, and the Sunnis are going to be like, well, it's the devil I know, or there's the devil I don't. Mm. What do I do? I mean, that sounds like a reasonable outcome, and that's kind of what happened with ISIS.
So back to the story here at Reason, the idea in the piece was that the agents among the refugees didn't want to do Hitler's bidding, because remember, they called them slaves, Nazi slaves. They simply had no choice, said the editorial, because otherwise their relatives back home would be in danger. An approach the article called a blitzkrieg of blackmail. This theory was endorsed by no less than President Franklin Roosevelt.
So this was basically saying the Germans in America, I mean, German population's pretty high by 1938, that we should watch out for them. Is that the idea?
I mean, presumably. Huh. I mean, I didn't read the original article in the 1940s, so I'm trusting Reason's
I'm kind of surprised that I didn't hear from my great-grandmother Traub these stories, but maybe I was just too young.
Yeah. Traub? Is that her first name?
Her last name is it's Pauline Traub.
Oh, okay.
Is German for grape, I believe.
Gotcha. An approach to the article called a blitzkrieg of blackmail. This theory was endorsed by no less than Franklin Roosevelt, who said at a press conference that refugees, quote, especially Jewish refugees, unquote, could be pressed into Nazi service with the words, quote, we are frightfully sorry, but your old father and mother will be taken out and shot, unquote. So the suggestion was that Jewish refugees mm-hmm. were actually possible double agents for the Nazis, even though they didn't actually want to be because their family was under threat of violence.
Most of these were young people, children, these Jewish refugees. So this is what they'd have to do. In order to make the children look dangerous, they'd have to say, well, you know, they could be turned into agents because, you know, the parents would be killed or whatever. And I suppose that's quite possible.
Well,
I don't
sure.
know the
children
answer
can be easily manipulated, right?
I don't know the answer to that, but that a lot of people say that World War II was fought to save the Jews, but the United States had ample opportunity on multiple occasions
to save some
in
Jews.
The 30s and to save some Jews, and they did not choose to do that.
Those worries, of course, turned out to be overblown. In Insidious Foes, the Axis Fifth Column and the American Homefront, the historian Francis McDonnell concluded that, quote, Axis operations in the United States never amounted to much, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation easily countered the Trojan horse activity that did exist.
See, it worked. Keeping out the Jews worked.
Though the Germans practiced espionage, sabotage, and subversion in the United States, their efforts were modest and almost uniformly unsuccessful. Richard Brightman and Alan Kraut pointed out that, quote, fewer than one half of 1% of all refugees arriving from Nazi Soviet territory in 1940 fell under enough suspicion to be brought in for questioning. Just a fraction of those were indicted, and, quote, most of those were a violation of immigration regulations rather than actual espionage.
So well below 1%.
That's what it sounds like. Furthermore, one of the best defenses against infiltration turned out to be the refugees themselves. After the American ambassador to France declared that more than one half of the spies captured doing actual military spy work against the French army were refugees from Germany. The anti-fascist writer Heinz Poll noted not merely that the number was far smaller than that, but the handful of pseudo-refugees who did exist were frequently caught with the assistance of the refugee organizations, who After all, we're especially eager to work against Hitler, right? Yes. You've got a group of people who hate ISIS. They're running from ISIS. If they find out that someone among them is actually some sort of ISIS character, they're going to turn them in.
What do you think? Do you think that 98% of ISIS is out to get us? 98% of the Syrian refugees? 1-855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Or just 1%. You can share your thoughts with us here. It's the Live Saturday Show.
At Van Dyke Mortgage, we would like to thank our military veterans. This is Charlie Sundstrom with your Van Dyke Mortgage Minute. For your service to our country, the Veterans Administration or VA loans are available for active, non-active, and retired veterans who meet the established requirements to assist in buying or refinancing a home loan. The most notable features and benefits for those who qualify are 100% financing, no monthly mortgage insurance, a variety of terms or loan types, reduced costs for disabled veterans, and no seller prepayment penalty. At Van Dyke Mortgage, we work hard to be your trusted mortgage advisor and can help analyze your personal situation and give you advice that matters. For your mortgage pre-approval and refi needs, start by visiting VanDykeMortgage.com. That's VanDykeMortgage.com.
Corporate NMLS 3035. Van Dyke Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Charlie Sundstrom, NMLS 134251.
Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Pro Pure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. With the silver-infused Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one water filter, helps remove and reduce over 200 contaminants. Don't purchase just any filter claiming to be certified. Get the Pro 1G 2.0, the only gravity filter with NSF 42 certification. NSF, valued and recognized for independent certification worldwide. In addition, the Pro 1G 2.0 was independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure, easy to assemble, easy to maintain, easy to clean filters. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The whole idea of being afraid of the Syrian refugees because ISIS is really similar, apparently, to what was happening in the United States during the fear-mongering being spread about Jewish refugees in the World War II times. They could be Nazis, was what was said back then. People thought that they had undercover Nazi agents living in their neighborhoods. I mean, it was super paranoid. And, you know, I imagine that, I wonder how many people would answer a similar question today. Like, they actually did a polling back then of people and asked them about, and it was like 48% of the respondents thought someone in their neighborhood was a Nazi, some sort of secret Nazi. And I wonder what that would be like today. How many people in your neighborhood are Islamic sympathizers or ISIS sympathizers?
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure what you know, what the concern was as far as Nazis go in 1939. I don't know what people thought about them then. I do know that Life magazine did an expose on how Jews were being treated in Nazi Germany, and that was a well-read magazine at the time. I kind of think to myself that if they're trying that, like, the poll here might actually support itself in the sense that if Americans are largely against, and it was 60-something% against letting a bunch of I think it was 1,000 or 10,000 young, I think it was 10,000 young Jewish people into the country, then maybe there were Nazi sympathizers in people's communities. Maybe they were right to be concerned with Nazi sympathizers being in their community because a super majority of Americans didn't want Jews to come into the country. So, do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the actual question that was asked was, without mentioning any names, do you think there are fifth columnists in the community?
Those are people that are looking to undermine, like, actively undermine.
Something, so that would be more than a sympathizer.
Yes,
then,
something,
right?
Probably less than a spy, but more than a sympathizer.
Someone who's willing to do something toward a certain end.
Yeah. Well, people claim that Walt Disney was, liked Hitler or something.
So let me continue here from Reason.com, and then you can share your thoughts with us here. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, if you want to join us, 855-450-3733. And by the way, we do have Skypes. You can Skype in. You'll sound pretty great usually on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. By the way, get your shopping done right now for the holidays. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You can enter Amazon through the links there, and Free Talk Live will get a cut of the sale. Very simple. You know Amazon. They're great. They got a huge selection. And great shipping deals and all that. So go and get your shopping done. Help Free Talk Live at the same time. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. So one of the things they're pointing out here in the Reason piece is that, you know, people are worried, obviously, about the idea of ISIS agents coming in. And it's very, very similar to what has happened in the past. Now, the story here points out that fear did carry the day. Instead of adding reasonable screening precautions to the existing immigration procedures, the Holocaust historian Rafael Madoff writes in Blowing the Whistle on Genocide, quote, "The State Department exaggerated the threat." They've never done that before, now have they? "And Assistant Secretary of State Breckinridge Long used it as a pretext to cut in half the use of the already small quotas of Jews permitted into the country. That was in 1940. In 1941, Long tightened the number yet again. And by 1944, Treasury Secretary Henry Morgenthau would write a blistering memo complaining that the State Department officials had, quote, not only failed to use the governmental machinery at their disposal to rescue Jews from Hitler, but have even gone so far as to use this government machinery to prevent the rescue of these Jews. Like turning around the Voyage of the Damned, the ship full of Jewish people looking to come make a new home for themselves to escape from Germany."
Well, this is all this legwork that was done on this. The reason this poll was done, the 10,000 young people that were going to be moved from Nazi Germany to a better life here in the United States, was done by the Quakers.
Oh,
and,
really?
Yeah, they had gone over there and asked the Nazis, who wanted to get rid of their Jews, right? that if they could, hey, can we help you with this?
We'll take them, right?
And apparently, we won't.
Madoff argues the State Department was rife with anti-Semitism at the time and that this fed its eagerness to choke off the flow. Today, of course, the fear is that some of the Syrians seeking refuge in America are actually terrorists working for ISIS. More than half of the nation's governors have now announced that they don't want the refugees settling in their states, and at least one Republican presidential contender has suggested that Washington impose a religious test on the would-be immigrants. This apparently was Ted Cruz who made this suggestion, letting in the Christians and keeping out the Muslims.
People have said that.
One governor, who is also a Republican presidential contender, Chris Christie, says he would bar even, quote, orphans under five, unquote, suggesting that perhaps he was paying too much attention to last week's chatter about baby Hitler. The opponents of Syrian immigration will surely argue that ISIS terrorists are not obliged to follow the same strategies as Nazi spies or saboteurs. The fact that one fear was overblown, they'll say, does not prove another anxiety is also mistaken. And it's certainly true that some agents of one sort or another have hidden themselves among a flood of exiles. During the Mariel boat lift of 1980, the Cuban government undeniably...
Which is probably the worst situation of immigration in the United States.
What do you mean the worst?
Well, catastrophic. For the U.S., there was a crime wave that started in Miami, basically, after this Mariel boatlift situation.
That was when the criminal types were released from prison in Cuba and sent here.
Prison and insane asylums. Cuba empties its prisons and insane asylums, and the United States takes them in. And it was terrible for Cuban refugees thereafter, because even now, the Coast Guard will turn you around and send you back.
So it's undeniable that the Cuban government did insert some spies among the people fleeing to the United States at that time. Though it's not completely clear who came out ahead in that operation, American investigators identified several spies, put them under surveillance, and in the process uncovered at least one Cuban agent who had set up shop in the U.S. before the boat lift. Yet the fact remains that refugees receive the toughest screening of any immigrant group coming to these shores, with extra layers of scrutiny and a process that usually takes more than a year. There are, bluntly, much easier ways to get a terrorist into America. But if you don't want more Arabs...
I would say it would be relatively easy to get your terrorists into America by flying to Mexico City and then walking across the border.
There are bluntly easier ways, but if you don't want more Arabs in America anyway, you can scare people into backing your agenda by fanning those fears of infiltration, much like those State Department flunkies who didn't like the Jews.
As a matter of fact, I think Canada is taking 25,000 refugees, and so if they're going to be, a bunch of spies inside of these refugees...
They can come across Canada.
They can go to Canada, and then there's even a longer border that's far less better guarded.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. If you want to share your thoughts here, you can join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you're afraid of the idea of immigrants coming here, specifically refugees, which I guess you were telling me before the show, Mark, that being a refugee is a different status than an immigrant, right? Like, this isn't your typical immigration process. It's more rigorous. There's a lot more oversight of this process, none of which I'm in favor of, by the way. I think people should just be able to come here. But you also said that apparently there's some level of government
assistance.
Care.
Yes, or assistance, and I'm not for any of that. I think that the churches and religious organizations will take care of refugees.
Right,
and
the mosques will step up, I would think.
There's not nearly as many mosques as churches, but I think the churches will step up too.
I'm always taking
a family. Fine.
Our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Are you scared? This is Free Talk Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Talk Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here, live Saturday show, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Are there lurking terrorists out there in the United States? They're waiting. They're in your neighborhood. And if so, well, what do you want to do about it? House-to-house searches? Police state-style checkpoints? Because ultimately, for those who are out there promoting the idea of keep them out, keep those refugees out. Well, it's sort of the same idea of keeping immigrants out, and there's really only one way to do that fairly effectively, which is to completely lock down the borders and therefore have a total police state here in the United States. I, for one, am not interested in that. I would like to, I'm willing to take the risks. You know, we're always at risk every day. There's always a risk of some madman, you know, pulling a gun or putting an IED, an explosive device together and setting it off. That could happen anytime, anywhere. There's nothing to actually prevent it. You want to go look up some bomb plans on the internet? They're not that hard to find. So anybody who has that motivation could certainly do it. The fact that it doesn't happen with any regularity whatsoever, I think, is an indication that really any fears of lurking terrorists is fairly overblown. Now, there were some reports today
from anonymous, people claiming to be anonymous. There's now a counter report from someone else claiming to be anonymous that the first people claiming to be anonymous were not actually anonymous, and they were not, well, anyway. The reports were that there
was a problem with anonymous.
With anonymous. Yeah, the initial reports were, and supposedly the FBI is taking it seriously, was that there are, I guess, supposed chatter amongst the Islamic State about possible terrorist strikes happening tomorrow. One was supposedly slated for the WWE event happening in Atlanta, Georgia tomorrow evening. And another, there were like six or seven others slated for various different countries around the globe. So supposed global terrorist strike. And then again, other anonymous, a different anonymous Twitter channel or something came out and said, well, he didn't say that. Of course, who is really anonymous and how do you know one anonymous channel is more valid than another? I guess Daryl told me earlier, one of our co-hosts off the air, that, well, maybe the anonymous Twitter channel that has been around longer has more cred, you know, because it's just been there for longer. But anyway, so, you know, you never know what's going to happen tomorrow. But for the most part, we see more people being killed in the United States by police than we do by terrorism. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, you and I had the great pleasure, and it was very pleasurable, of nuts.com. You decided what to order. You ordered some delicious nuts. I think there were pistachios in there and cashews.
Cashews, yeah.
There was an organic trail mix.
Yeah.
There was also non-nutty things like chocolate-covered pretzels.
They were really good.
Humongous 5-pound bag of those things. The packaging was beautiful, but the product was really outstanding. And in fact, nuts.com has only the freshest products from the best suppliers around the world. In my opinion, the best tasting nuts on the planet.
These are the kind of things that my mother and grandmother had, my grandmother had and my mother has, out at Christmas time, you know, that you can kind of nosh on while you're waiting for the meal and everybody's doing their holiday thing. I think that they're a great choice for those kind of situations.
And they got way more than nuts. They got dried fruit, sweet treats, cooking and baking goods, even coffee and teas. And of course, you can do it up with like a gift tin or a basket or something like that. It's a perfect time for giving gifts. And so nuts.com can definitely help you with that. And as a new customer, if you're a Free Talk Live listener, you use our code FTL. You just click the microphone there at the top of the front page. Type in FTL, you'll get 4 free samples. With your first order, there's a minimum purchase, but you know, you add in 4 additional free samples in there, and you get to choose from over 50 options. So it's an additional $15 value. When you go to nuts.com, click on the microphone and enter code FTL, like Free Talk Live. That's nuts.com. So let's go to your calls and thoughts here. The concern that a lot of people have of the Syrian immigrants is that they might be ISIS. Well, that sounds a lot like some of the concerns people had about the Jews during World War II times. Let's go to your calls and thoughts and start with, let's see, Terry, listening in Indianapolis to WIBC-FM. Hey, Terry.
Hey, yeah, I love WIBC. Thank you for being on here.
Sure, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I'm a single mom, and I really take offense to what you just said. I think safety and security has to be job one. And I relate things a lot of times on a national level to a personal level. I had my daughter was being threatened by a kid. Now, if she was being threatened by a kid, do you think I'd be happy if he was able, if he was on a list and they have a violent offender and he was able to go buy a gun? Do you think I'd like that? No. And if she was being threatened by a kid, do you think I'm going to open the door and let him in the house? No. I mean, it's stupidity. You have to take care of yourself.
So if your daughter was being threatened by a kid, would you never let any other kids in the house?
No, of course I would. There's always consequences to your actions.
Yeah, there's always going to be a criminal element in every group, right? Like, if we find white moms in Indianapolis, some of them are going to be criminals, right?
Sure.
Okay, then that's all we're saying.
And you're on a terror watch list, much less.
Who's on a terror watch list?
You've lost most of your constitutional rights right there. Once you break the law,
why should you lose a single right because some government bureaucrat wrote your name down on the list?
Okay, there is. I have to admit, there is a fear that there's a fight against Christianity in this country.
Yeah, there's a fear.
There is, and I could see where our government is so out of control and is so Muslim right now, and it is so ready for a war. that, yeah, they should put good people on a list. They could do that.
They put a lot of good people on terrorist watch lists. There's a lot of, there was a Catholic nun we did a story about that ended up on a terrorist watch list. This is the government we're talking about. They're pretty bad at these sorts of things.
I was on one of those watch lists for a little while.
Yeah, right.
As a matter of fact. Hey,
well,
Terry, you know, this is what I want to know. This is what I want to know from you. You said safety and security should be job number one. And I just want to know, what does that mean? I mean, what does that translate into? Hold on. Let me ask you the question before you respond. My question is, what do you want to see? Because obviously, you know, people don't think there's enough safety and security. So what would Terry envision for the future of what ideal society would look like?
Okay, an ideal society would be where people pretty much obey the laws. Yeah, you're going to have differences of opinions. Yeah, you're going to have differences of religion. And that's okay, as long as you don't break the law and you become a terrorist and you hurt other people.
But what do you do? Because obviously not everyone's...
Wait, give me a chance
here.
You're not seeing Christians blowing up Muslims. You're not seeing Christians out there fighting the way the Muslims are fighting, beheading people. This is not a logical person that we're dealing with. These are people that are illogical.
It's a small percentage of Muslims that are doing that. And these people that are, the Muslims are generally chopping the heads off of Muslims, right? And Muslims want to get away from the Muslims that are chopping the heads off of people, right?
Yeah, these are this is the radical group that the Sunnis, but
right,
yeah, they've also
right. No, the Sunnis aren't radical. This is, in this case, the Salafists are radicalized Sunnis. Probably because the United States government, full of good Christian folks, went in and blew up their government and threw everything into disarray and destabilized their
state. I wonder how many people flying drones for the U.S. military are good Christians. Hey, anyway, so what I wanted to know specifically was what it would look like. Terry, so what I
logical?
No. What I wanted to know was what it looks like. So what you were saying was that you want people to follow the law. And so obviously not everyone's going to get on the same page like me. I really don't care what the law says. I will follow natural law, which says do no harm. I will not harm my neighbors. But I'm not going to follow. I'm not going to follow man's laws. Okay. So you've got you got a problem with me right away. But other people are going to. Oh, okay. So you're fine with me ignoring whatever man laws I want to ignore?
Well, I don't follow. I follow man's laws, but I follow God's laws first. And in our country, God's laws and man's laws are pretty darn close.
No, not even.
I think the Bible's pretty clear on what you're supposed to do with refugees.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it? Do you have some? I saw a story about that, Mark. We'll talk about it. Terry, if you want to hang on, I want to continue to explore this with you, what you mean by following the law and what you really want things to look like. Because when I hear people talk about all these, the fear of immigrants and the fear of refugees, I hear them asking for a police state without even realizing that's what they're asking for. It's Free Talk Live.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Live Saturday edition continuing here with you in the studio. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And Terry, unfortunately, did not hang on. She is no longer with us. But I did want to continue to discuss what she brought up. Then we're going to get right back into your calls and thoughts. We're talking about the fear surrounding the Syrian refugees and how it seems to parallel some of the fears that surrounded Jewish refugees during World War II times, that they could be Nazi infiltrators. And, of course, this fear will likely lead to people looking to the government to solve the problem that the government, of course, created by basically creating the ISIS situation in the first place. What with their Middle Eastern meddling that they've been doing for so many decades, and the bombings and all the other murders that they've been committing over there.
Yeah. Was it Terry? Was that her name?
That's right. Yeah.
She said that we were illogical, and I guess I'm not communicating as well as I would like. Because all I'm simply saying here is that I believe that free people should be able to cross the borders of free countries freely. Look, I understand the United States is essentially in a war, the longest war it's been in with this war on terror thing, and how you can fight a war against a concept is beyond me. But, I guess that the Syrian refugees are to some extent the United States government's responsibility for having gotten involved in the Iraq war in the first place. They destabilized the region. They destabilized the Ba'athist regime in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
Thus, the Sunnis become, you know, they were on top before. Now they're on the bottom. You just check them out there at – can you turn off the CPU?
It's off, dude. I don't know what you're listening
to.
Okay,
well, I'm hearing weird noises. Okay. So, then the Sunnis go across the border into Syria, and, well, the ISIS is born.
Got it. Toll-free number, 855-453, 855-450-3733. You can join us on Skype as well at Skype username LRN.FM. So she was saying, Terry was talking about, you know, she wants everybody to follow the law. And then when I said, well, I don't want to follow man's laws. I'm not interested in most of those. I mean, I'm not going to hurt anybody, but I'm certainly not interested in doing what the politicians tell me to do. They don't own me.
Most of them are criminals and thieves and liars anyway.
Yeah, and then she sort of backed down from that statement a little bit. But generally that attitude of, well, whatever the law says goes and, you know, we need the government to protect us, that attitude doesn't lead toward more freedom. And I like the idea of freedom. I like the idea of people being able to make choices for themselves. And the government takes those choices away. They take your freedom away. And as long as people don't value freedom, then they're going to lose a lot more of it over time. And nobody can make the argument that the United States is getting more free over time. You know, despite all the soldiers over in the Middle East and wherever else in the world, the 1,000 military bases supposedly fighting for your freedoms, all the indicators show that the United States is getting less free over time. There are multiple studies that are done worldwide of all the countries in the world, and the United States has been falling in ranks on those studies. So, like, by any indicator, really, the overall totals, the U.S. government is a more oppressive regime than about a dozen other countries out there. And it's getting worse over time. Now, by no means is it on the line of, you know,
North Korea
or many other countries, but it's not getting better.
I think it's
not
marginal,
getting freer.
And the United States is billed as the land of the free. And I would like to see it be the freest place on earth and continue to be getting freer.
Well, freedom can be a scary thing, though, right? Because with freedom comes responsibility, and some people are scared of responsibility. They want the government to take responsibility for keeping them safe. They don't want to have to do that themselves. And by the way, the government isn't going to be there when the time comes that you need someone to keep you safe. They're usually later on, they'll show up and kind of clean up the mess, maybe do a half-assed investigation of whatever it was that transpired there. Maybe it was some sort of shooting or bombing or whatever it was that might have happened. The government's not generally going to prevent that from occurring. They didn't prevent the 9/11 attacks. They didn't prevent the Boston bombing. You know, they didn't prevent the D.C. shooters. Remember that one?
Most of the prevention that has been done against terrorism in the United States has been done by civilians. Yes, the FBI has set up, has gotten, you know, armed and, you know, trained and encouraged terrorists, and then at the last moment snatches them up and arrests them.
Right.
But those are the terrorists that they armed, funded, trained, and encouraged.
And encouraged, yeah. And we've seen story after story of that. So it's almost every time when the news is talking about how the FBI stopped this terrorist from blowing up a van or whatever, full of, you know, bombs, it almost always turns out to be that it was the federal government who basically put the guy up to it, essentially setting up a fall guy or a patsy, somebody who is just sort of easily manipulable, someone who was angry at the federal government, and then the feds came in and basically said, hey, you don't like the feds, huh? Well, hey, here's a bomb for you, and here's a van, and you know what? We're going to have to give you a week before we can get the van to you. So why don't you stay in this hotel room that we'll pay for, and you're going to get a job now, and you don't want to blow things up? Tell you what, we're going to call the company that you were going to get the job for and basically scuttle your job so you can keep the bomb plan going. That actually happened. So anyway, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Mike. He's in Dayton, Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Mike.
Hey guys, what are you doing?
In Dayton, Ohio. Oh, you know what? I muted you, Mike. I apologize. That was my bad. Let's try you again. Go ahead.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go for it.
Yeah, I've been listening to you guys, and I've been into politics studying the news about 30 to 50 hours a week the past 3 years because I'm really concerned about the country also. But, for example, when you guys talk about the Muslims, why do you know, there's two sides to every story, right?
There's probably more than two sides to every story.
Well, I've just noticed when people like you talk about Muslims, you never
mention like
that 91% of Muslims are on welfare in the United States. Why don't you ever mention it?
I didn't know that.
How do you get those statistics?
That's been on it's been on Breitbart. Did you know 80% of Muslims in Europe are on welfare?
Yeah, we have talked about welfare and Muslims in Europe, and I do believe that welfare in that case, because I don't know your Breitbart number, and I'm interested in taking a look during the break. But hold on, wait, let me finish. Because what I feel like these assistance programs, these entitlement programs do is they allow people to not assimilate in the ways that they should. So if, for instance, you come over here, you get assistance, then the wife can stay home. She's going to stay in the, she's going to stay with the ways of the old country rather than assimilating like so many people did in the past. When our ancestors came over here 100 years ago, no welfare programs. Everybody's got to get to work. The ladies talk amongst themselves. They say, you know what? I want to wear some jeans and I don't like the way you treat me. And pretty quick, like, you know, the things change at home, assimilation occurs. Within a second generation, you have, my grandmother was a first generation American. She couldn't really speak German at all. And my mother knows nothing. So, you know, these, when you get a third generation, generally they don't speak the foreign languages. They don't have the customs. Really, it just all goes away.
Yeah, I do agree with a lot of that. I think it's too easy to get welfare. Now, you guys got to remember, these people are coming from a culture where they make $2 a day, guys. When they get on welfare, they're literally rich. I mean, they have no problem.
The cost of living is not the same. If you've been to a country where $2 a day will, you can survive on $2 a day. You don't survive well, but you survive. The pricing is completely different.
I'm just saying, if you study this, as Roy Beck said, 5 billion people live on $2 to $3 a day, guys. When they come to America, they're more than happy to get on welfare.
That is a completely erroneous statement. There are fewer than a billion people currently living on $2 a day.
Well, let me tell you the rundown on welfare. 91.4% of Muslims are now on welfare that have come to the United States. 73% of Mexicans are on welfare. That was just on Fox News from the Pew Research Center. 51% of blacks are on welfare. You know what the white rate is?
70%. I'd love to hear it. I don't believe that for a second. Do you know what the earned income tax credit is? Are you familiar with the benefits that one gets as head of household? Anybody who files half of the people that file taxes, half of the people that file the 150 million tax forms in this country get money back. They don't actually pay in. So you only have 75 million. Those people, my friend, they're not it's not 82% white people.
Okay, so I found your 91.4%. It's funny because as he was saying the 91.4%, I was looking at that particular statistic online here.
Yeah.
The source
it's all over the internet.
Obviously it's all over the internet. It is probably being misreported all over the internet, as many things tend to be. Oh, yeah, no one would ever forward an email around that
first
has misinformation in it. I'm going to put you on hold, Mike, but we can continue the discussion. The source of the statistic, Office of Refugee Resettlement Annual Report. It is welfare rates for Middle Eastern refugees in the United States. That's what 91.4% of Muslims are on. Free Talk Live. We'll continue. And you can join us.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think.
For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.